Sewer. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number one here on this Wednesday, April 22nd, 2026 edition. In filing his nearly 300,000 signatures to qualify for the Republican gubernatorial primary yesterday, candidate Perry Johnson called on Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, a Democratic gubernatorial candidate, to, quote, recuse herself from overseeing the 2026 election, end quote. Perry Johnson said Benson has a clear conflict of interest, as she is a declared candidate for the same office that I'm running for. On Monday, fellow Republican candidate John James turned in his signatures. And James said, quote, he had concerns over Benson being in charge of the Secretary of State's office, which is why he filed as many signatures he was able to legally file to make it harder for her Bureau of Elections to kick him off the ballot, end quote. Additionally, Perry Johnson continued, said, quote, it is simply unacceptable for a candidate for governor to oversee her own election. For the sake of transparency, fairness, and public trust, Secretary Benson must step aside from supervising both the petition verification process and the election itself, end quote, said Perry Johnson. Department of State spokesperson Angela Benander pointed out that had these candidates, quote, bothered to take a few minutes to read and understand Michigan election law, or they basically know that they're spreading lies about the process, end quote. Under Michigan law, the bipartisan, independent Board of State Canvassers, these are the two Republicans appointed by the governor and the two Democrats appointed by the governor, is responsible for determining whether the signature candidates submit are sufficient for them to appear on the ballot. The secretary herself has no direct role in reviewing petitions or making recommendations to the State Board of Canvassers. This is per MCL section 168.552 of the Michigan legislature. She continued, it's also alarming that people seeking the highest office in the state continue to ask the federal government to do things they have no authority to do. As we have repeatedly had to remind some politicians this year, the U.S. Constitution places the power to determine the time, place, and manner of elections with the states. The federal government has no legal authority to run our elections, end quote, said Angela Benander, the spokesperson for the Department of State. Well, Perry Johnson's lead consultant, John Yab, also reported yesterday that Johnson made a significant contribution, quote unquote, to the House Republican Campaign Committee. Yab says Perry Johnson believes it is critical that he has a Republican-controlled House as well as a Republican-controlled Senate to work with, as governor to be able to implement his mega audit and implement his 47-47 income tax elimination plan. Perry Johnson continues to demonstrate why a well-funded Perry Johnson-led ticket is the best opportunity for the Republican success this year in 2026. Republicans should remember the statewide losses we endured when John James ran underfunded and a lazy statewide campaign in 2018 and again in 2022. John Yab finished his statement by saying, "We cannot afford to lose this year like we did in 2018 and 2022. End quote, said Yab. Now, just for those of you who may not remember, 2018 and 2022, John James was on the ballot for U.S. Senate. In 2018, he ran against Debbie Stabenow. Excuse me. 6 years, Randy. Okay, so basically, Peters is not running this year, 2026. His last election was 2020. Well, in 2018, John James ran against Debbie Stabenow. In 2022, ran against Peters. This whole story is so crazy because here's the bottom line. These elections that he lost, running for U.S. Senate, were statewide. The governor's race this year is statewide. So you have to understand what John Yab is referring to. John James can't win a statewide election. Saying if we do it again this year, 2026, it's going to lose. Kind of an interesting analysis. If John James is the candidate and goes on to lose to either Jocelyn Benson or Mike Duggan, John James' political career is over. Officer Rick concurred with me. He sent me a text to that effect as well. If he loses this year, he's done. Might as well go back to running your dad's business, because politics, it's game over for you, buddy. Now, an interesting surprise candidate turned in signatures. Kim Thomas, 43 of Battle Creek, filed the signatures needed to appear on the Democratic gubernatorial primary ballot, giving the Democrats now three candidates to choose from for their governor nomination. Thomas has served 20 years with the U.S. Department of Defense as a federal auditor. On her webpage for campaign, she said Michigan's massive budget is full of ghost projects and administrative bloat. "We don't need more of your tax money," Thomas wrote. "We need a governor who knows how to count the money we already have." Thomas has an MBA from Spring Arbor University. She's also a former grade school math teacher. And she's running on the Democrat side on fiscal responsibility platform, sounding a whole lot like Perry Johnson. In a final note, among those who did not turn in signatures to run is U.S. Senate candidate Genevieve Peters Scott, who has actually filed a lawsuit to get on the ballot. After spending $60,000 of her own money to get around 7,000 signatures, she's choosing to sue as opposed to meeting the minimum requirement of 15,000. Filing the lawsuit April 9th, she wants to void the signature requirement law to be able to make it onto the ballot. In the lawsuit, Genevieve Peter Scott's complaint is filed in the U.S. District Court, acknowledges that she relies primarily on personal resources and volunteer efforts because her campaign lacks significant party infrastructure, institutional support, major funding, or endorsements. A Royal Oak woman, self-described as a grassroots Republican candidate for U.S. Senate, filed the lawsuit seeking ballot access without meeting the minimum signature requirements. In her lawsuit, Peter Scott claims she spent $60,000 of her own money. She got 230 volunteers to collect about 7,230 signatures from voters all across all 83 Michigan counties. But she was unable to satisfy the statutory threshold by the filing deadline. Again, under Michigan law, all candidates need a minimum of 15,000 and cannot submit any more than 30,000 signatures to get on a partisan petition. As a result, Peter Scott wants a temporary restraining order or a preliminary injunction stopping the Secretary of State's office from enforcing the signature threshold to allow her an adequate alternative method to make it onto the August 4th primary ballot. By conditioning effective ballot access on the ability to finance large-scale signature collection at a substantial cost, this scheme imposes an unconstitutional wealth barrier, wrote Scott, who filed the complaint Tuesday, April 9th, on her own behalf. The complaint names Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, Attorney General Dana Nessel, Election Director Jonathan Brader as co-defendants. So we'll see where this goes, but honestly, I don't think there's a judge out there anywhere that will accept her arguments. She knew the requirements. She knew full well what they were. She knew the deadline. She knew everything. She failed others, had enough resources, enough volunteers, enough money to get the job done. But we'll continue to follow the story and see where it goes. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. All this living on the road.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. One of the things that I found very interesting in this story, as Genevieve Peters Scott used $60,000 of her own money, 230 volunteers, and fell short by almost half, needed to turn in 15,000 valid signatures. Well, she got 7,230. So what she did is filed a lawsuit in U.S. District Court, suing Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, Attorney General Dana Nessel, and Elections Director Jonathan Brader as co-defendants. Peter Scott is arguably the lesser-known candidate seeking to replace the retiring U.S. Senator Gary Peters, Democrat from Oakland County. But she has had moments in the spotlight, including an alleged egging on Washington, D.C. rioters back on January 6, 2021, and participation in a protest outside of Benson's home. That story was covered here. We reported on it November 26, 2025, last year during Thanksgiving. In September, Peter Scott came close to beating Republican candidate Mike Rogers, the most likely Republican nominee, in a straw poll during the Republican leadership conference on Mackinac Island. In the story there, Dems call Rogers' House Republicans out of touch as the Republican conference kicked off September 19, 2025 on the island. Now, it's kind of interesting because as they turn in their signatures, they also have to turn in their campaign finance numbers. One of the things that's kind of interesting is we look at these numbers, how many candidates running and how much money they've received, how much cash on hand, how much debt. Well, these numbers clearly show that the Republicans at this point have a lot more money with Mike Rogers than any other candidate. Mike Rogers has outraised the Democrats, all three of them, for this seat. So it's kind of interesting to look at the numbers as far as actual total income receipts. Mike Rogers, in the reporting period from February to yesterday, had already collected $1.862 million. $1,862,752. Genevieve Peter Scott, $15,859. It's game over. It's absolutely game over. Regardless of what the judge decides in the U.S. District Court, even if he claims that this 15,000 minimum signature requirement is bogus, you know, she put $60,000 into the campaign. She had 230 volunteers. She got over 7,000 signatures. I'm going to side with her case. I'm going to let her on the ballot. Mike Rogers is going to destroy her on August 4th. Mike Rogers is endorsed by President Trump again this year, just like he was in 2024 against Elisa Slotkin. He only lost by 19,000 votes, but he still lost. The bottom line is Mike Rogers will be the candidate for the Republicans heading into November. With Mike Rogers on the ballot, he brings Donald Trump's endorsement with him. Honestly, I'll be surprised if President Trump endorses in the governor's race. I doubt seriously that he's going to do it. He may, but I don't think so. So it's going to be very, very interesting to see where this case goes and whether or not Genevieve Peter Scott gets on the ballot. I highly, highly, highly doubt it. Got a couple of text messages to get to real quick. Chip, listener up in Sheboygan area, I agree with Perry Johnson 100%. Secretary of State cannot be in charge of an election that they're running in. Jocelyn Benson needs to recuse herself from overseeing the election. Well, as her spokesperson said, she has nothing to do with the signatures. That is clearly done by the Board of Canvassers. However, she does put out rules. We talked about this yesterday in the third hour. She puts out rules to the clerks to tell them how to run the election. Jocelyn Benson even has a rule out there pending that the clerks have to delete the elections within 7 days after the election has been certified, going against federal laws of keeping that data for 22 months. She wants it gone in a week. Our number two today's show will be right back.
Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to